This is day one of the national lockdown for dealing with the coronavirus crisis in India. The frontline healthcare workers have put the interests of their patients with COVID-19 infection ahead of their personal interest and that of their families. That's the commitment shown by these professionals. Our appreciation for them goes beyond words. I'm Dr. Aishwarya Rao, a pediatrician and public health consultant, and today I talk to Dr. Uma Devi, Professor of Medicine at the Government Stanley Medical College and Hospital in Chennai. She has been working round the clock in the coronavirus clinic and ward set up by the Tamil Nadu Health Department.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Uma.
Yes. Hello. Hello, Aishwarya.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm going on. Life is going on.
I know. You're a frontline medical professional, especially in this current coronavirus crisis.
So, okay.
I just wanted to talk to you and understand from you how it is being at such close proximity to this crisis that all of us are very unsure of, no?
Yeah.
And I have a couple of questions for you, and I'll be very happy if you can very briefly explain to us. I just want to understand your hospital, the Government Stanley Medical College in Chennai, how is it for managing people who will be positive for coronavirus when they come to your hospital for hospitalization?
Okay. Now, whenever a patient comes with a travel history, so fever, cough, so throat comes with a travel history. So each day now the criteria is evolving.
Yeah.
So as on that day, like Ministry of Health and Family Welfare usually gives us a notification. So based on that, each day we also evolve. It is like evolving process.
Right.
So as of now, as what ministry has told us, people with sore throat, fever, and dry cough, if they come with a travel history from a corona-affected region, what we do is we first, or if they come only with the contact, now we divide them whether they have symptoms or they don't have symptoms.
Right.
If they are asymptomatic but coming from those regions, we advise them home quarantine.
Okay.
So, the total of 28 days.
Okay.
So, they should be symptom free. That is the strict advice we give them.
Okay.
Now, in case they have mild symptoms, like cough, sore throat, with mild, breathlessness or mild pain, we do two tests. One, we do a complete blood count and we take an X-ray.
Okay.
Now, all this is done in an isolated area. So, it is earmarked for those patients.
Just can you describe the facilities in the hospital? Did you have to create new wards or existing wards were turned into specialized?
We turned available because it was a very acute state. We could not go for new places. Whatever the place was available, we used the resources and turned it into an isolation OP, like COVID OP. And the next room, like injection OP and all, was shifted outside, and those rooms were converted into the services were required.
In your hospital, how many beds are earmarked or for this COVID?
As of now, 31 beds are ready.
Okay.
31 beds are ready.
And can you describe the entire personnel involved in this corona care?
So the personnel involved is starts from, of course, the front line. From doctor's part is the postgraduate or the junior resident. Then there is an assistant professor and a professor who oversees all that.
Okay.
Now, in OPD, we have three shifts of people. This is about the doctors.
Right.
Dedicated staff nurses are there. So, we divide in OP and ward. For OP, there is one batch going on. For ward, there is one batch set of people.
Okay.
So, one is staff nurses, one is doctor, and of course, workers. Who do the training part, every 3 hours, spraying, surface spraying, mopping, all that. So that is the personal support.
And are you working round the clock? How's your shifts? How are you organized that way?
Round the clock. Round the clock.
And are you having enough personal protection equipment? Enough masks, hand sanitizers?
Yes. Yes. All that is adequate. The government has adequately provided.
All right. And then, has there been any training or orientation? We know there are advisories issued by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, but this is a new disease, and how are you updating yourself on the scientific knowledge and management part?
So they have given us the website of Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. So as all of us are already physicians, so they ask us to go through it and update ourselves.
Yeah.
And as and when we get the handovers from the government, our dean sees to it that it is conveyed to us.
Okay. So, yeah, we heard all that is going on in your hospital. And just asking you personally, describe your feelings to me as you are involved in this work and being right there, no? How do you feel?
So, definitely there is a feel of fear. But initially we had that panic reaction by our junior residents and all.
Yeah.
But we sort of like our senior colleagues, all of us sat and we counseled them out.
Yeah.
And now they do work.
Yeah.
But the component of fear is always there.
Always there, right? Yeah, and what is your family, your children, how are they feeling? What are they telling you?
Oh, they are like, of course, they are worried, but I think they are keeping a brave face. Like, we have to face it. I think I have a good support.
Yeah.
All of us, I think all medical professionals are having a very good support from the family.
Last night, we saw tweets from the health minister of Tamil Nadu. He visited you in the middle of the night and he was all praise for your professionals and for your team. And describe the mood in your hospital.
All the health professionals are now dedicated and ready to work. I think now the mood is like, with all the motivation coming, I think everybody is ready to do their best possible service.
Wow. These are very early days. The days ahead are going to be very challenging. And we really thank you for your service, Uma. Thank you and your team for your service. It was lovely talking to you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
So if you're feeling scared and isolated, know that doctors and other frontline healthcare workers and their families are too. But they are making the best of a bad situation, putting the interests of their patients forward. On day one of this lockdown, if you're thinking of maybe, just maybe, going outside for an errand just because you're bored, think of those on the frontline and do a WhatsApp video conference with friends and family instead. Stay at home. Do it for all our healthcare workers. I am Dr. Aishwarya Rao, and I will be back soon with my next podcast. Thanks for listening.